Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Marlene Scotchmer, and I'm the host of Making a Difference with Marlene. Today we have Laura Pierce, who is a certified Mercier therapist who trained directly with Dr. Jennifer Mercier in Chicago, the woman who developed this therapy. Laura offers this and several other therapies at the Sante Wellness in Wingham, Ontario. Sante Wellness was recently honored as the new business of the year by the Wingham Business Improvement Association, and Laura has worked with women and health since the 1970s, including as a midwife for many years before opening the Sante Wellness. She enjoys time in nature, dancing, and happy adventures with family and friends. And today, we're very happy and pleased to welcome Laura. So welcome, Laura.
Good morning, Marlene.
Great to have you here.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
Good, good. So first of all, we're going to ask you what Mercier therapy is, because until I met you and heard all about it, I didn't know what it was either. So if you could tell our guests what it is, that would be wonderful.
Sure. It's not as well known in Canada where we are as it possibly is in the United States, where most of the therapists are located. But it is a gyno-visceral manipulation therapy which aims to restore the natural function, position, and mobility of the reproductive organs, and also to increase the circulation to these areas. So that means we work deeply from the inside with no internal exams such as a woman might have with a pap test. We're not doing that. Mm-hmm. And when we do this work, we're aiming to release areas that we find which have tightness or have been mm-hmm. twisted or have gotten into the wrong place. And that can happen sometimes from C-section, not always. Mm-hmm. Endometriosis for sure. Accidents, whether it's car accident, bicycle, or a bad fall, falling off a horse, other types of trauma, other types mm-hmm. of abdominal surgeries, and adhesions or scar tissue from bad infections, etc. So an average infection probably wouldn't be causing scar tissue and adhesions, but if someone had an infection that really spread, caused mm-hmm. a lot of trouble inside, that could cause adhesions.
So how would somebody know they had adhesions?
Well, sometimes a person would know because they have pains, a lot of strange pains that don't make sense, and they might be just used to these pains and just think, oh, I always have a backache at that time of my cycle, or things kind of hurt on the right side in there and I don't know what it is. Or interestingly, the pains can actually radiate to somewhere else because it can involve ligaments. I've definitely seen that before. So it can mm-hmm. be shown by extreme cramps during the period. Mm-hmm. And with endometriosis, people can have pain at different times of the cycle, or pain during sex, for example. Mm-hmm. Even pain during orgasm can happen for women with endometriosis. So there's a lot of conditions, but sometimes a woman just thinks, well, maybe it's normal for me to have that much pain, mm-hmm. but then she'll talk to other women who have hardly any pain or no pain with their periods or in between, and then she might start to wonder, do I mm-hmm. have to consider that as my normal? Maybe something's going on there. So then it's a question of whether she gets a diagnosis or just she has these symptoms, and mm-hmm. she's wondering if everything's right in there or if it can be better. So then I have met so many women who just are very unhappy about ever getting periods. They haven't been mm-hmm. able to really get in touch with having that be a feel-good type of experience. And it's mm-hmm. we have so many of them in our lifetime. It's nice if we can have them with much less pain and greater ease mm-hmm. of movement. Yeah.
Well, and as
so pain
women
would
too.
Be the main thing mm-hmm. to say. Something's wrong. If something's in a lot of pain, oftentimes it's your body telling you a message. Something needs to be different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, as women, too, you sort of expect, at least that was my experience, that when that time of the month came, you had pain. So, you thought that just went along with it.
And so it's an interesting thing because, as it turns out in the research, the uterus is designed to move as the blood is releasing with the period, and that facilitates, the movement actually facilitates the blood to come out and be more smooth and not so clumpy, things like that, and with less cramps. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Just like sometimes if we move and we're in labor, that movement can help compared to it can feel more painful just by sitting still. It depends on the situation. So, but if you have a situation where your uterus is in the wrong position, say folded over on itself, it's hard for that blood to come out normally without a lot of cramping. And then if you have something impinging on the normal movement of that uterus at that time, then if it feels stuck, it's going to hurt so much more. Just sometimes if you have a pain and you can stretch a bit, it can ease that pain. And so it would be like that, only now if you have it all bound up by scar tissue and adhesions, it's stuck in a position. It's going to cause more cramping. So it could have been that your uterus wasn't in the optimal position, for example.
Yeah. So can that affect fertility?
It certainly can. So in the case of endometriosis, for example, they're now guesstimating it might be as much as 1 in 10 women, which is huge. And I think there are a lot of environmental factors affecting that as we learn more about things that disrupt the hormones, things called endocrine disruptors. So with that, cells that normally would be just inside the uterus to cause bleeding during the period somehow get on the outside of the uterus. And every time the woman has a period, those endometrial cells that are on the outside are also bleeding, but there's not really a good place for that blood to go. So she's getting a lot of cramping and pain. And then on top of that, those cells will spread and set up new sites when they bleed during the period so that those little cells can be very sticky and cause adhesions all inside the abdomen. And those eventually could be, the way I imagine it in my mind would be, like if you had a little bug inside of a spider's web and the spider wraps it and wraps it and wraps it till it can't really move. And even if it's saving the meal for later, it can't go anywhere. And eventually it's going to lose its muscle strength and whatever because it can't actually move the way it's supposed to. It's just immobile. And so with all that sticky stuff in there sticking together, for example, the bladder can be stuck to the uterus. Different things can all be stuck to each other. Now they can't move, and now their circulation is even less. So that's a situation that can cause more and more pain over time. And because it can even wrap and stick to the ovaries, which produce the egg, then you've got a big problem. The ovaries can't function normally, and the uterus can be even more folded over, causing a decrease in circulation to the tubes and the ovaries. So that can definitely affect the fertility.
Wow, interesting. So are there any, basically what do you do to help alleviate that? Or
okay, so we can't cure things like endometriosis and polycystic ovarian syndrome, called also PCOS, which is getting more and more common, unfortunately. But what we can do is go in there and stimulate fresh circulation and blood flow and break up the adhesions. That's what we're aiming for in the areas that we can reach through the belly. By the therapy that we do it to encourage the body to release those and find its proper position and stay there. And we do this by doing a series of 6 treatments. The most ideal way to do them are once a week for 6 weeks, and they're long sessions. They're usually at least an hour. And so it's recommended by Dr. Mercier that we do these treatments if possible on something called a biomat, which I do have. Not all Mercier therapists have it because it's a big investment. Mm-hmm. And that really helps the woman relax because it's got a far infrared treatment and it releases negative ions, like what you feel when you're at a beautiful situation in nature, like a waterfall. You just feel kind of refreshed mm-hmm. and relaxed. So mm-hmm. the mat itself has that. And then for some people, we may additionally use if the muscles are pretty tight and the mm-hmm. woman has a challenge relaxing, I've got hydrochelator packs, which are also recommended. It's a warm, moist heat. Not everybody has those, but those can be applied, mm-hmm. which adds 15 or 20 minutes to your session beforehand just to help that deep relaxation before we start. They can go mm-hmm. on to the belly or the hips or the back, depending where the tightness is. And mm-hmm. so then we'll spend about an hour getting into all the areas and checking for trigger points, releasing and untwisting the ligaments. It's quite fascinating work, and it's not that comfortable to do the work the first couple times maybe, but mm-hmm. it seems to be really worthwhile for the effect that it can have. So, mm-hmm. so we do all this releasing. If a woman needs to come from much farther away, for example, say from out of the country or mm-hmm. across the province, because there's only 5 currently practicing Mercier therapists in Canada, it can be compressed into as little as 4 days to complete the treatment, in which we would mm-hmm. do intensive sessions of at least an hour and a half. So we're doing, say, a session and a half in one session. Mm-hmm. And then that way, by the end of the 6 treatments, then we often see a good success. And about halfway through, what I've seen is women will say, wow, I have much less pain in this area and that area, and my backaches seem to have gone away for the most part, or surprisingly, my neck pain is improved, or my shoulder pain is better. And this can be if someone's been in accidents and falls and things, like I've said. Mm-hmm. Or just chronic tension from the way we work, because we'll often hold our bodies in a certain way just as a habit. Mm-hmm. We're used to carrying the child on our hip on one side, or the groceries with the other arm, or a big heavy purse, or the type of work we do. So that's mm-hmm. possible. So by doing these a series of treatments and not just one or two, we're encouraging the body to remember the placement and position where the body parts are supposed to go. So I've definitely seen it where the ovary's not in the correct place. I've seen that. And so we're encouraging the ovary to go back home where it needs to be. So can mm-hmm. we say for sure why that always is? Sometimes I've seen it because someone has been diagnosed with endometriosis, and actually when you look at the surgical reports, it can say that, oh, there was involvement to that ovary, for example. And then mm-hmm. we see gradually it's going back home where it needs to go. Or I've seen it, this doesn't always happen, but in the case of a C-section, mm-hmm. many people don't know, but towards the end of the C-section, what happens is the surgeon will actually lift the uterus up out of the body and inspect it visually and make sure the mm-hmm. surgery seems done, everything looks good. Mm-hmm. And then they'll replace it back into the abdominal cavity. And mm-hmm. I'm guessing that when this happens, it could be that the uterus didn't land in the correct position compared to the ovary, because I've seen an ovary be tucked more over to the side, kind of slightly behind almost, and watch that ovary go gradually back home. It's fascinating mm-hmm. to see the changes that happen.
Yeah. If somebody was trying to get pregnant and things weren't in the right place, this therapy would help to put things back in the right place, so to speak?
Well, that's the goal of the therapy, to put things back in the right place and mm-hmm. to straighten out the uterus if it's been folded over, which mm-hmm. is called retroflexed or anti-flexed, meaning it's folded over towards the back or it's folded over toward the front. So there's some other positions that aren't that great where it's just tilted or tipped left or right, mm-hmm. forward, more forward than usual or back. Usually the best position for the uterus would be tilted slightly forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I have seen on women's medical records that they brought in where the uterus was absolutely documented to be in one extreme position, folded over, mm-hmm. then possibly as a result of that, because we don't know for sure what causes endometriosis, but one of the mm-hmm. theories is that called retrograde bleeding, where if the uterus is folded over, the normal period blood, maybe there's a crimp in it, kind of can't come out the bottom the way it should normally. And mm-hmm. so there's a theory that it might be then forced to come out the tubes, the fallopian tubes, setting up the mm-hmm. scene for endometriosis. And that makes mm-hmm. a lot of sense to me logistically, that theory.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of fits. It's like if you had a tube of toothpaste or a tube of glue, and you know it's mm-hmm. an old tube, and you go to squeeze it, and you're trying to get it out the top, but all of a sudden mm-hmm. it's kind of mm-hmm. crimping over, and it'll come out yeah. the bottom. It kind of makes mm-hmm. sense because it's looking for the easiest way out. So if the easiest mm-hmm. way out is through the tubes, well, yikes, then you've got that period blood mm-hmm. on the outside setting you up for endometriosis, which can then yank your uterus in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it does, it can wrap around, stick together with different ligaments over towards the back, mm-hmm. which often causes backache. So, yeah, it can make a big difference mm-hmm. to have it in the proper position. So we can't mm-hmm. stop with what we do those endometrial cells from spreading in the abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
Surgery can do that.
Yeah.
And some women may need to get that. It's a laparoscopic mm-hmm. surgery, which kind of scrapes out the little bits and takes them mm-hmm. out, and you start fresh.
So
there's actually...
We've looked at all the physical aspects of it, but I'm just wondering if there are any emotional aspects around that. I'm sure there's quite a few, but just wondering what you, with your clients, what you've experienced, what would you say is the emotion around that?
There can be so many emotions around it. And what I have found through years of all the times I've worked in women's health is oftentimes women feel that they are somehow to blame for things that are going on with themselves. And that if there's an issue, say, with infertility, that's
mm-hmm.
can be huge for women. So it's really common to see that the woman feels sadness and grief, all the stages of grief, really, which we know to be denial. Oh, I don't have that problem. Only other people can have that problem. Anger about the problem. Why me? Why does this person mm-hmm. have a baby and I don't? I'm mm-hmm. trying to do everything right. This is terrible. I'm angry at the whole situation. Bargaining. If only mm-hmm. I had done this, maybe that would have happened. If only I hadn't have done that, maybe this wouldn't be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Sadness or depression is the next mm-hmm. phase. It may not go all the way into depression, but oftentimes it is a situational depression for women who are experiencing this, and they might feel quite isolated and alone with it, which can make it feel even worse. And then the final stage is acceptance of mm-hmm. the situation as it is now. And there are mm-hmm. sometimes things to be done about the situation, but it can be a challenge. And what we know about the stages of grief is you can be in several of them simultaneously, and
mm-hmm.
you don't necessarily just go through the stages once. You can go through them more than once. It's really common for women to have worry about it, whether it's a current worry or a future worry.
Mm-hmm.
And feelings of betrayal. So I've definitely encountered this where women can feel like their body has somehow betrayed them. And why is this happening? And so now they can feel like they're at odds with their body and their body's processes. And that can be mixed in with anger and sadness and depression as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some women feel crazy, that's the word they've used, crazy from the side
yep.
effects of medically assisted cycle. So that's when a doctor or reproductive assisting center is recommending lots of drugs to help assist with a pregnancy. And women don't always look at the side effects of those. I'm not saying for them not to take them, but it's good to read it just so you and your partner have a roadmap of what you're likely to go through. It doesn't mean that everyone will get those side effects, but if it does, you don't have to feel that you're going so crazy necessarily. You can say, oh, okay, that's a side effect of this and this. I'm not a crazy person. I'm going to be on this for X amount of time. Sorry, honey, I'm feeling like this. But it's really hard side effect, right? And so to have good communication or to ask the doctor, is there something different maybe that I could take with less of a side effect profile? So it's smart to do your own research or ask the Mercier therapist, do you know what these side effects are? And we can discuss those because sometimes things are put in Latin and medical language, and it can be harder for the average person to understand what they're even talking about in terms of the side effects. And so some of those drugs would be things such as Clomid, different drugs which have estrogen, Lupron. There's a number of different ones, and it's really good to know all the side effects you can have, but women sometimes tell me they feel like they're constantly having PMS on some of those drugs, and that it's really hard for them to go through and rough on their relationship. So sometimes there's a fear of time running out, the whole biological clock thing. And the effect of the infertility on their relationship. And it can be a challenge for the partner. Sometimes one of the partners wants a biological child much more strongly than the other one, and they have to work that out, whether the woman's willing to go through different things. They also can find that they're emotionally upset at being around pregnancy and babies. And please know, ladies, this is so normal. There's nothing wrong with you to be feeling that way. It's okay to do your best to take care of yourself and remove yourself from those situations and maybe even gently tell the person, sorry, but it's just that I've been having these fertility challenges and it's just kind of hard for me to be around babies right now. It's nothing about you. It's just me. And then the issue of recurrent miscarriages, which can be sad and a grief for person over time. So there's a lot of emotion. So I like working with women where they're at and going from there and acknowledging the deep feelings. And this work does bring up the deep feelings.
So it's a complete package that you offer, mind, body, spirit.
Yeah, there are two different packages for the fertility, and not everyone's coming for the fertility. Some are coming for their pain and, say, their bladder issues, if they're having problems with that, or polycystic ovarian syndrome, whether they want to conceive or not. They may like to try to address that because it's very associated with developing type 2 diabetes later on in life. And so fixing that up as best as possible and getting your hormones balanced. So we don't prescribe any drugs, but we can do education on natural fertility enhancement methods and how the diet is connected, how the environment is connected, very much so with exposure to what we call xenoestrogens, things that trick our body into thinking it's an estrogen-like product. Then our receptors take it in when actually it's not a true estrogen, and now it's messing up our hormones. And this can be anything from body care products to hormones given to animals that we might eat to make them grow faster. It can be things actually in the water. Even birth control hormones have been found in the water. The effects of having taken birth control pills or other hormonal shots or Norplant or Mirena IUD in the past, it shuts off the ovulation. It can take quite a while for the body to heal from that and remember how, once again, to ovulate, and it depletes some vitamins and minerals. So it can take at least 6 months. So there's different myths even about infertility, And women often think it's just themselves, something that they did, something wrong with them, mm-hmm. and their body's betraying them, when depending on which studies you look at, it might be 35 or 40% having to do with a woman, 35 mm-hmm. or 40% having to do with a man, and then 20 mm-hmm. to 30%, there's not a known cause found for the infertility problem. But even the myth of people thinking, well, we tried for a couple of months to get pregnant and we didn't, mm-hmm. so maybe we're infertile. Sometimes mm-hmm. couples don't know which time of the cycle is the best time to be having mm-hmm. sex to make a baby, or how to tell with those signs. So I recommend mm-hmm. certain books when I see people to learn to track your fertility. There's also mm-hmm. ovulation detector test strips that
stress
can do a
big
test yourself.
Too.
And mm-hmm. what's that?
Stress is a big factor, too.
Stress
with couples.
Is huge. Stress can mm-hmm. be, once again, depending who you talk to, 15 to 20% of fertility. So it can mm-hmm. impact your fertility that much. So I work with people to reduce stress and find out mm-hmm. ways that will work the best for them. And I like to check in with them each time I see them on their stress level and how they're doing with that and how they're feeling emotionally mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah, so, but people will come in for Mercier therapy for if they're having irregular periods, which have gone on for quite a long time, endometriosis, mm-hmm. no periods, fertility challenges, if they want to improve their success rates with intrauterine insemination, also known as IUI, or in vitro mm-hmm. fertilization, also known as IVF, which, by the way, the province of Ontario has decided recently to pay for one cycle of that for a couple. Mm-hmm. And it's very expensive if you pay for it yourself. I think it's over mm-hmm. $10,000 per month, which is yeah. really a lot for people. So that's another huge stress and worry that families have if mm-hmm. they're trying to do that. But in research with Mercier Therapy, the initial research has shown that within a year after completing the Mercier Therapy, women of all ages, who are obviously not menopausal yet in the study, mm-hmm. over 80% did conceive a baby.
Awesome.
And the results are far less with just doing IUI or IVF. So it can be a good mm-hmm. thing to try Mercier Therapy at a fraction of a cost of some of the other mm-hmm. stuff.
Exactly.
If you're going to try it by itself, because you know, of those over 80% of women who conceived within a year of the Mercier Therapy, 80% of those women just did the Mercier Therapy and some of the recommendations for changing your environmental exposures and rebalancing your hormones and changing your diet. Mm-hmm. And 20% of the women in that study did decide to use medically assisted cycles and IUI or IVF. But that's mm-hmm. a very good success rate when if you look at
for sure. Yeah.
one cycle of the IVF, which is all you're going to get in Ontario for mm-hmm. within your health card from the Ministry yeah. of Health, you know, that might be 20-23% mm-hmm. success. And after that, if you're paying over $10,000 a month, mm-hmm. you might eventually, so, with a few cycles, go up to more like 40%.
Mm-hmm.
While
so
you feel like a crazed weasel on the hormones.
Yeah. So for people that are interested in contacting you, can you give us your website that they can contact you?
Yes, sure. So my website is www.merciertherapy.ca, and that is spelled M-E-R-C-I-E-R. And on there, it has my email and my phone number. People can email me or call me for an appointment to set up a consultation to decide if they want to do the whole treatment. I also recommend Dr. Jennifer Mercier's website, where they can also find other Mercier therapists in their area, and that is www.merciertherapy.com. And
awesome.
YouTube has some videos on it if you do a search for Mercier Therapy. And Dr. Mercier's book is excellent, very readable, not too technical, called Women's
okay.
Optimal Pelvic Health with Mercier Therapy.
Excellent. Okay, I'd like to thank you for being on the show, Laura, and all the best. And, yes, ladies, check out Laura's site and get informed, and there may be something that can help you there. And thank you again, Laura, for being on the show.
Oh, I'm so happy to participate.
You've been
anytime.
Listening to Making a Difference with Marlene. Thank you for being part of this podcast. To find out more about our shows and guests, products and services shared on this show, stay connected by visiting www.makingadifferencewithmarlene.ca.